London is a city which is best when it's bold, and its city leadership has been remembered for when it's brave. Nobody ever got to be an esteemed mayor of an international city by not giving offence. Whether it's Sir Christopher Wren, who found London Wood after the Great Fire and rebuilt it as stone with architecture and a vision that was imperishable. Whether it's Anthony LaGuardia in New York, who laid out the parks, the airport, and the city we know today. Or whether it's the London County Council, whose extraordinary achievements in local authority housing still stand to this day. I wasn't a new Labour minister. I'm not the candidate with the big money. I'm not the candidate with the big machine. But I stand before you as generations of Londoners who stood before the gates of the city with a love of the city, a city that made me, with a vision of the city and a promise to deliver.
Diane, thank you very much. Tessa Jarre.
Good evening. Let's be clear. In this election, Labour needs a candidate who can win, and London needs a mayor who can deliver. I love this city. I've lived here all my adult life. My children were born and have grown up here. It's the greatest city in the world, but for too many, the opportunity seems to be for others, not for them. The 4 out of 10 children who arrive at school unready to learn, consigned to a future of likely inequality and failed ambition. The 500,000 who are not earning the living wage. Young people like the ones I met today with Founders Forum and Bloomberg, bursting with entrepreneurial energy, but without the means to afford the space to get their businesses started. And I'm not prepared to put up with that. And I know what we can do together to change that. But talk is easy. To be able to change, we have to win elections. We know the Conservatives are serious about this election, and we have not won a serious big election for 10 years as a Labour Party, and in London for 11 years. I have the vision and I have the plans to build one London, and this evening I hope to be able to tell you how. Tackling the number one crisis, which is the crisis of homes, through Homes for Londoners, to make transport for Londoners more affordable, to realise our city's potential. And I've shown that I can deliver, from Sure Start to the Olympics. I know how to get things done, and I know how to bring people together. Today, London is a great city, but it should be better. I want to build one London where we all share in our city's success. But I can only do that with your support. I believe I am the candidate who can win. I will be the mayor who will deliver for our great city. Thank you.
London's a great city. Londoners are young, they're diverse, and they're vibrant. If you work hard, your potential can be fulfilled. If you weren't born here, you would choose to come here, as my parents did. But what was the deal? They work hard, they got the support to fulfil their potential. Good, decent council accommodation. Good, decent jobs. Good local state schools so the children can fulfil their potential. Affordable university education, or a good quality apprenticeship that my brother got to be a motor mechanic. I worry. There are too many Londoners today whose potential has not been fulfilled. And that anxiety goes right up the income scales. Having a decent home with affordable rents and security of tenure. Having a job that is decent, being a living wage city. Having the security of knowing your family is going to be safe because the police are on your side. London can be a great city, but it's not a great city for too many of us. Homes, decent jobs, and security. Look, what we need is a candidate who's going to win. From Bromley to Balham, from Redbridge to Richmond, I believe I'm that candidate. Winning is important, winning is crucial, winning for a purpose. Thank you very much.
Thank you. David Lund.
I've seen London from all angles. It's a long way from the Broadwater Farm estate in Tottenham to the corridors of power. But in a sense, the struggles that Londoners are experiencing today aren't that different to my mother raising five children on her own when my father walked out on us. I managed to get to university, the first in my family to do that. I managed to go to Harvard Law School, to become a barrister, and on the way work as a security guard in the now Goldman Sachs building on Fleet Street, and also in Kentucky Fried Chicken. All of that was made possible by so many teachers, youth workers, and supporters of me and my family. Those opportunities are vanishing. There are 640,000 young Londoners growing up in poverty. One in four young Londoners are unemployed. This is the youngest city in the country, the average age now 34. It will move over the span of the next 10 years to a majority minority city. Let's elect a candidate that can unite the city but has a plan. A plan to actually get the money to build those social homes. I've got a plan that's based on bonds. A plan to actually deliver free childcare across this city. A plan to do something about night workers, the cleaners, the security guards, that keep our buildings safe and clean our buildings while we're at home at night. Let's do something for those Londoners, but let's also build on the success and make this city a city that creates wealth for all of us to share. That's my vision. We need a candidate that can inspire.
At the heart of my campaign are two simple premises. Firstly, that more power should be devolved to London, and secondly, that more power should be devolved to Londoners. I think we're heading towards a federal Britain. The settlement will look different in different parts of the UK, but I'm clear that London needs to be part of that journey. We are the economic powerhouse of the UK. We create almost a quarter of London, of the UK's wealth. I just happen to think that we should be allowed to spend a little bit more of that wealth ourselves, tackling the huge challenges that London faces, be it the housing crisis, the stubborn levels of child poverty in our city, or the need for significant investment in our tube and transport system. It's right that much of London's wealth is redistributed around the UK. But with that support for redistribution, I believe the rest of the UK needs to devolve to Londoners the power to tackle some of London's challenges. The one thing I agree with Boris on is that immediately property taxes and easing of the borrowing constraints on London government should take place. I'm clear as well that the power to control rents, the power to control the minimum wage so that we can introduce a living wage, are powers that should be devolved for London. But the first task for any mayor is to make sure their city prospers. And that's one reason why I am clear that we need a third runway at Heathrow and a second runway at Gatwick. I will stand with London's business community and London's trade unions and not turn my back on the 40,000 extra jobs that could be created just at Heathrow alone from a third runway. But I think Londoners need a hand now. They need help now. So I would cut tube, train and bus fares by 10% now and freeze them for the rest of my first mayoral term. In practice, a 20% cut in real terms by 2020. If you think London can maximise even more its potential, then I believe I'm the candidate for you.
Gareth, thank you. And finally, Christy Moore.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm Christy Moore, writer, broadcaster, campaigner, and above all, Londoner. For the past 20 years, I've campaigned and written on transport, the key role over which the mayor has control. And for the past 3 years, I've been talking to Londoners about what they want from a mayor. Now, thanks to that engagement with the grassroots of the Labour Party, I've developed a set of ideas to tackle what is the worst crisis facing this city: inequality. London is at risk of losing what makes it so special, the hundreds of communities that make up this great city. The mayor needs to tackle inequality in every way. I will ensure there's a new supply of social housing. I will stop luxury developments squeezing out traditional Londoners. And I'll flatten out transport fares so that there is no longer a penalty for for living far out of town. But first, we need to win the election, and we're likely to face a formidable opponent in Zach Goldsmith. And that's why you should support me as the Labour candidate. Labour wins when it is a broad church. We must reach beyond the 35%. We must appeal to the green vote and the environmental concerns held by so many. I am the only candidate really committed to this. I'm the only candidate who has consistently opposed the expansion of Heathrow. I want to pedestrianise Oxford Street and reduce emissions by improving public transport and introduce a Vision Zero for road deaths. Inequality doesn't just exist in housing or transport costs. It exists in the very air we breathe and the quality of life Londoners enjoy. And I'm going to do something about it. I may not quite have his looks or his money, but I do have the ability and policies to see off Zach. Thank you.